Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. We are here with Ben Maxim, Michigan State University Federal Credit Union. It is a mouthful, but it's well worth it. How are you, Ben?
Yeah, doing well.
Good. How's the... We're in here with a million other people here.
There are a million other people. It's been overwhelming, but a lot more organized than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Getting between these. We've done this online in the past. And how do you translate that to the real life? It's been a pretty smooth process and been good to connect with everyone in person.
Yeah, what brings you here? I mean, obviously there's a lot of fintechs here, a lot of progressive technology, so I'm assuming that you're talking to a lot of those folks as
Absolutely. So I attended the virtual event the past 2 years and had some really good connections. In those meetings, like high-quality ones, I was hoping to get the same again. I've done that so far, but then, you know, with all the work we've done in the fintech space over the past 2 years, there's a lot of people we know that are here, so supporting them and also getting to see them again, you know, in one place versus having to do a bunch of Zoom calls. So there's a different feel to actually having a conversation.
Yeah, I mean, we're in this giant, there's two giant rooms full of, you know, thousands of people here, and it's like speed dating for financial institutions and fintechs.
Yes.
So, and we get what? We get 15 minutes.
There's a countdown. I think you can see on
there's
the screen.
There's a clock right over there, yeah. So, oh my gosh. So how does this work for you? I mean, when you come in and you meet with a fintech and you go, hey, tell me a little bit about more, what's the process
so
like for you?
There's some nice vetting that happens on the front end. So it's, you know, you say, I want to meet with these 100 people. These 100 people say they want to meet with you, and then they do some matching on the back end. And then you say your availability, and they say their availability, and all of a sudden it works out. So really looking for strategically some things that make sense for our credit union. So looking and picking and choosing, not just, I think I matched with like 2,400 people here. So like there's no way I'm going to get through that list and be like, I'm going to, you know, break that down into 15 meetings or whatever we get. So trying to pick and choose maybe some of the people I've never seen, people I've been interested in learning more about. Combine that with some people I've talked to in the past, but maybe we haven't done anything with. Get another chance to kind of hear updates on what they've been up to. Some companies I talked to 2 years ago that have done a lot of work in those 2 years. It's been interesting to see maybe where they pivoted or done new things that maybe didn't align where we were at a couple years ago, and now it does. So that's been great.
So you take a whole lot of notes, I'm assuming.
A lot of notes.
And then you go back to
Monday. I think going into this, you're not going to do a lot in the 15 minutes, except for decide, do I want to follow up or not?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of, okay, let's follow up and let's follow that. Right. And then I have my team behind me. They're here as well. So between all of us, you know, we're probably going to have 100 people we want to talk to in the next few weeks.
So this is kind of like our first date, Ben, you know?
Right, exactly.
Will there be number two? Who knows?
Right.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I just think I'm overwhelmed by the amount of people that are here.
Absolutely.
Are you, like, same? I'm like, I didn't imagine it would be like this.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, yeah, there's two rooms of 600-plus tables. I mean, it's times two people at a table.
Yeah.
It's more people than I would ever thought.
So. Yeah. So, I mean, share with me what else you guys are, because the Reseda group is right downstairs. I'm like right next to them, by the way.
Yes, I did notice that, yes.
So that's good placement there. So tell me about what the Reseda group,
Reseda group, for those who have not been following, Reseda group has made investments in and also owns and operates a few QSOs as well. Many of them are in the fintech space. So we brought them here and we made a big Reseda group presence to kind of help facilitate meetings for those companies in our portfolio to meet other credit unions, other maybe channel partners as well, maybe there could be some alignment within the different fintechs and kind of a B2B to C kind of angle. But really the main goal was to sponsor them and being here and help them find clients, because it is hard to find credit unions that are looking to do stuff. But, you know, looking at the attendee list, you know, a lot of people in the credit union space have done a good job of talking this up. There are a lot of credit union attendees here. So there's a great opportunity. I've heard a lot of good things so far from our portfolio companies that came along with us and are in the booth as well. So.
Yeah, because you guys have a pretty big area there.
We do have a big area. I think we have 10 of our companies that came along with us. So,
Yeah, one of them is Prize Out. I interviewed them a couple weeks ago. So
We got Prize Out there, NextGen, Change, one of our newer ones, Tandem, Ascent. We got quite a few down there.
Good for you guys. So what do you guys look for the Reseda group? What do you look for in a fintech?
Absolutely.
To bring them on.
Yeah, so one of the main things we're trying to provide as the Reseda group is an opportunity to not have to take VC money Someone was telling me yesterday about maybe the challenge as a fintech taking VC money is then the VC starts to dictate, maybe not in the way they want to build their company. Yeah. There seems to be a lot more alignment in credit union and fintech mission, and we're trying to provide that opportunity to take strategic money instead of VC money, so then we can provide, you know, a true partnership, and hey, we want to build a product that our credit union and other credit unions will want to use as well.
Yeah.
And we're going to be very focused on that. We're not going to be looking for a return necessarily. A return is great. We like those, but that's not our number one objective. Our number one objective is to build software and help others build software for credit unions.
Well, it's almost like if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Exactly.
Thing,
exactly.
And then actually you want to nurture that and foster
exactly.
it.
So we're trying to nurture, we're trying to maybe tweak and align and help people make the introductions, help them understand what does it mean to sell to a credit union. Because a lot of them have the tech experience, but they don't maybe have the, how do I apply my tech into the credit union space?
Yeah.
And we provide that for them. But we're really looking for companies that have strong founders that get what credit unions are.
Mm-hmm.
We're not just a stepping stone to get to Bank of America or whatever. We're our own industry. There's 5,500 of us, 5,000 plus, however many we're down to, whatever. But we're still a strong group, and there's a lot of us. And, you know, most of the fintechs I've talked to don't have more than a handful so far. So there's a lot of opportunity for them. And we're hoping to introduce them to them. But what we're looking for are companies that are, you know, a diverse set of offerings. A lot of them are in the digital engagement space, financial wellness, because that's what MSU FCU has been strong at. So we're kind of take that through into our receiving group QSO. But then also looking for the things that we can't offer and don't think we should offer as well. And just take strong players in different segments of the industry.
Right on. Yeah, it's such a smart move and such a great conduit for other folks to like get to them. So yeah,
exactly.
Smart. You guys are so smart there. Gonna tell me before we just to close up, we have 6 minutes left. Oh my
God,
the pressure is on, Ben. No, tell me real quickly about Collegiant and Alumnify.
Absolutely.
I find this whole concept fascinating.
So Collegiant and Alumnify, we partner with Nimbus to create digital-only brands. So they've been kind of on our radar for a number of years that, you know, to reach some of these alumni or, you know, people that went to Michigan State, there's 500,000 some active alumni. We don't have 500,000 plus members. So why are they not choosing us? And we looked at some of the Chimes and Marcus & Neo banks, some of the digital-only banks, and they offer some things in terms of interest rates or products that maybe attract a segment that we're not able to attract in the credit union model. So Alumnify is meant to target, you know, graduates of any university. Obviously, we're going to start with Michigan State and our other university partner, Oakland, in their alumni basis. But really, it's meant to be a national brand for all alumni at any institution.
Very cool.
And we think they have specific needs as they go out into the world. You know, we think we can serve those, so here's a way if we can do that. And by not having the infrastructure of branches and some of the other things doing it digitally only, we're able to pass on the savings of that infrastructure not being there into that higher yield deposit products is what, you know, people are looking for right now.
That's a great idea.
And then also partnering that with our fintech partners as well. So that's the value proposition. So you're not just parking deposits. We're giving you financial wellness solutions, ways to pay off your student loans, different things like that. And then Collegiate is meant to target universities, smaller universities that maybe we can't do a full-on brand for. So we have Michigan State University Federal Credit Union. We have another trade name, Oakland University Credit Union, another large university in Michigan that had an affiliation with Michigan State back in the 1950s. But what we're doing now is there are a bunch of little colleges that we can't necessarily afford to create a brand for each of them, but we can have one common brand that can then serve them. So it's digital only, but we also add our financial educators to the mix as well.
Okay.
So we can bring and do the stuff for them on campus.
Oh, wow.
So they've been asking, can you come help us out? But they didn't want the college brand for MSU or Oakland on their campus. Because you know that's a competition to their own brand. So this is our way to be able to kind of offer them the services they need without diminishing their own brand.
I would love to be in a boardroom with you guys brainstorming this and like, oh, maybe we can do this, or let's try to see this opportunity here. How much fun.
Yeah, and sometimes it's not the boardroom, it's where we all go to dinner after a day like this. Yeah, we caught each other in passing and we're like, oh, we have this idea, and we're texting each other like, oh, I really like this company, how do we get that on the roadmap and all that kind of stuff. So it's a very active, there's a lot of stuff that happens in text message that, you know, these ideas start there, and then we get into the boardroom, we're like,
then you kind of hash it out.
Now we actually make it happen.
I just love how you guys are kind of setting the bar for these creative solutions, and I think, my hope is that it's really infectious in a good way to the rest of the industry.
We're getting a lot of interest from the fintech side to come talk to us how to work with credit unions. We're getting a lot of interest from credit unions how to work with fintechs the other way.
Yeah.
We're hosting each other. We're going to visit different credit unions. Credit unions have come to visit us. So it's been a good experience. Kind of teaching and then like you know, it's kind of selfish in a way. We have all these companies. If we help trainees learn how to take the products, then they're able to, you know, buy what we're selling as well. So we're building an industry.
And you're keeping everybody in that great unique ecosystem.
Exactly, yeah. These fintechs can't survive if they're not more than just MSGFCU and Receda Group. So we need a lot more of us.
Good deal, sir. Good deal, man. Look at that. We got 2 minutes left. Oh, my gosh.
We did it.
All right, man. Anything else?
Oh, I think we're good.
Ben, thank you so much. There he is, Ben Maxim, MSU, FCU, doing some amazing things for the industry. Go check him out.
Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.